Oh, honey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is
Ebony. Hi, this is Ebony returning the phone call.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Who did I leave a voicemail about?
Yeah, I mean, you're calling about Keanu Nixon regarding the authorization. The way it works is if a member, you know, provider agencies call all day, and, we have a lot of members we're responsible for. If a member is accepted and will start to receive hours, once the authorizations are sent, utilization management will inform the participant, and then service coordinators will typically let you all know. If you haven't heard from me, that means that her case is still pending.
Right. Okay. I wanted to know which agency's information she gave over because she wasn't being
Well, she didn't give you. That was the second thing. She didn't give your agency. So if she's switching an agency, that's a concern, and I need to hear from her because when I came out to do her assessment, she didn't mention family first. And so that's not the if services are approved, the authorizations wouldn't go to you all anyway because she never mentioned you.
Okay.
So, I mean, when did you talk to Kiana?
So we had spoken with her last week, and I spoke with her caregiver today. He made it seem like...
Did you want to call it on a three-way? Because I'm on the road, and I'm not able to do it.
Okay, just a second, please. Sorry.
Thanks. What's your confusion?
So, yeah, the caregiver didn't really...
Could you just call on a three-way? That would be great if you could just add on. Thank you.
Just a second, please.
Caregiver can't make any decisions without the participant.
Do you know, firstly, how many hours?
Excuse me, could you please call a participant on a three-way? I'm not going to discuss her case until she's on the phone.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
Gonna,
thank you.
I'll wait to call in with her once she has
no,
an authorization.
I'm asking could you call her now. I want to clarify some things because I won't be submitting an authorization to you because she never mentioned you as an agency. So I do need to talk to the participant with you on the phone to get clarification. Is what I'm asking. Most providers don't have an issue with just adding a participant on a three-way call. You all do it all the time when you call service coordinators with the participant on a call. You have to get some kind of order and understanding.
I'm on the phone with the service coordinator now.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, hi.
Yes,
is this Ms. Nixon?
Yes, this is she.
Is this Ms. Nixon?
Yes, this is she.
Okay, hi, this is Ebony, your service coordinator. For HIPAA verification, could you please verify your full name, date of birth, and address?
32177.
Your full name and address, please.
I'll just say Kiana Nixon, 32177.
And I need your address.
5003 Erringer Place, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you for the verification. So I just want to call to get some type of clarification. I just received a phone call from this provider agency, which is totally different from the agency that you gave me. When I was at your home, I spoke to Abraham, and you were going with another agency. This agency is different, and she told me that she spoke to your caregiver.
Yes. I didn't know that's what you was calling for because I just hung up a keystone and I thought you was calling me because they just sent your supervisor email because I couldn't reach you. You wasn't reaching out to me and you wasn't answering your phone. So that's why I thought
you
were calling.
No. So two things.
The agency that's on the phone with you, I don't know why they called you to put you on the phone. They called me last week and I told them I'm not on with them. I'm with America.
Okay. One second, Ms. Nixon. So two things. I don't know if you forgot, but remember when I was at your house, I can't call you for some reason. My supervisor is aware of that, and it's in the system. So we had determined when I left if I needed to get in touch with you, I would go through Abraham because I asked you, did you want me to call your daughter, which would be your caregiver? You said no. I said, okay, if I get any information, for example, when your hours are approved, I will have to talk to the agency, and the agency will have to let you know to call me because, remember, I called you several times.
But I exactly.
Right.
That's what you said.
So that's why
I
you haven't.
You.
Yeah, no, I just want to. Okay,
also,
but I
called you off of another phone, too. You keep trying to make your point. I hear you. I remember what you said, but I've called you off another phone, too. I called you all
and
day
that's
yesterday.
Fine.
I called you the day
before. Okay, but I just want you to be mindful that I do have over 60 people I'm responsible for, and we have a 48 to 72 hours to return phone calls. And so I just ask for your patience. You won't always get me the same day that you call, and my supervisor is aware of that as well, that it's in our policy. So just give me a little time. I'm not ignoring you, but I don't have any updates for you either. The process is that after the assessment is done, utilization management have to make the determination. Your case is still pending. And so I'm just still waiting for their decision.
So you don't know how long it's going to be because
I never know how long it's going to be. I never know, yeah, because I'm not the one reviewing it. I'm not the one reviewing it. That's just a different department. So that's why when Abraham was on the phone, if you remember, and I was saying, you know, it's a process, and he said, yeah, I know, Ms. Daniels, it could take up to 2 weeks. I'm not saying it will, but I'm just saying I have no control on the UM reviewers. I do know that they're short-staffed and that they're doing the best that they can. They have thousands of things that they're reviewing on a daily basis.
I know that everybody says the same thing. I'm pretty sure every coordinator has a million and one clients. I understand that. But my thing
It's even past the coordinator. I've done my part. I'm just waiting for UM to make their decision. And that, unfortunately, I can't give a time frame.
I don't know. The lady that I spoke with, she was like, I didn't hear anything by you from tomorrow at this time to call that number back. I called, and she said it's another route they can go. So I don't know what that route is that she's talking about.
Neither do I. Okay. Well, I would work with her because if she knows another route, maybe she can talk to UM. But as far as what I needed to do, I've come out, I've assessed you, I've submitted your assessments, and your stuff is in a pending status. It says pending reviews, UM's determination. And so if she has something else that she can do, that's fine. I'm not quite sure who you spoke to, but this is the process that we follow as service coordinators. The agency that I'm on the line with, what agency is this again?
This is Family First. Yeah, I just
that's
called.
That's Family First.
Okay, I had spoken with you earlier. I spoke with you maybe last week, and I spoke with Kassiana today. He had said that once you get the hours, he will make a decision as to which agency is going to go through.
And I told you it doesn't work like that either. It doesn't work like that. I need to just clarify something with the agency. Once I submit the service authorization, because you called me and you left a message saying when will you receive it, and I'm letting you know that this has already been submitted, and the service authorization, once it is approved, it won't go to you. It will go to Ameribest. You mentioned that you talked to the caregiver. The caregiver made it seem like it would come to you. So I told you needed to get the participant on the phone because if she is changing the provider agency, I have to go in and manually change that because right now the service authorization will not come to you. And so that could be a holdup as well because I need to change that in the system. So, Ms. Nixon, can you please let me know if you're going with Ameribest or if you're going with this agency? If you want to go with them, that's fine. I just have to change some things.
I'm not. They called me a week ago. They called my daughter. My daughter told them she doesn't know. I didn't even know I was there. They kept calling.
Yeah.
They kept calling profusely.
Yeah.
And she said,
well, that's what they're doing to me, too.
I told him, no, thank you. I'm going with another agency, whoever the man is that called me last week. I don't know why they keep calling.
And they keep calling me as well. I mean, and that's another thing.
Okay,
like
I'm going to hang up because there's no reason for me to be on the phone now if you're going with another agency. I just want
Well, if you hang up, you're going to disconnect the call. But that's another thing. Like my phone is ringing not only with member participants but also with provider agencies. And so I had oftentimes have to explain provider agencies and things like that. So it's just not members that the service coordinators coordinate with on a daily basis. We have to talk to provider agencies. We have to talk to meal provider agencies. We are out investigating incidents and investigations. And so I don't want you to feel, Ms. Nixon, not saying that you are feeling this way, but you're definitely not being ignored. And I do always call my participants back within the allocated time frame, which is the 48 to 72 hours. Oftentimes you will hear from me before then. So if you may not get me all the time because I'm not always, even now I'm driving, I'm out in the field from one place to the next. And so